With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Among the thousands of prominent figures attending tomorrow's inauguration is Reverend William F. Kamuyu, founder of Nigeria's Deeper Life Bible Church, the third largest Christian church in the world. On the eve of the inauguration, the global evangelist offered this prayer for the incoming president.
Almighty God, it's pleased you to bring President-elect Donald Trump to the throne in biblical language and to lead at this time. We're asking that your grace will be with him, your wisdom and your power. And we pray you help him to remain focused and all the things he's brought out in his campaign of giving Christ the recognition, the honor that he deserves.
Donald Trump takes the oath of office as our 47th president at noon on Monday. TikTok says it's in the process of restoring service to U.S. users after the popular video sharing platform went dark last night in response to new law. That's largely because President Trump says he'll issue an executive order tomorrow that gives TikTok more time to work things out. After last week's solid performance, this week ushers in a new era for the stock market as Mr. Trump begins his second presidential term.
Traders go back to work Tuesday after the market racked up gains ahead of President Trump's return. The S&P 500 index advanced 1%. The Dow gained just over 0.75%. The Nasdaq rose 1.5%. Those gains propelled all three indexes into positive territory for the month, according to FactSet. And it was the most robust weekly performance for the Dow and the S&P since the immediate aftermath of Donald Trump's November election win. Rich Thomason reporting.
Three hostages released from Gaza by the terrorists now in Israeli hands. The first test of a fragile ceasefire today with Hamas. This is SRN News. Anti-Semitism has reared its head in Australia again. Lawmen in Sydney say two synagogues were defaced with anti-Semitic graffiti this month, hard on the heels of several similar incidents in Australia to end last year. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is condemning these attacks, says they are, quote, abhorrent and need to stop. Australia is a better place than this. The two Sydney synagogues were defaced with swastikas and various anti-Semitic slogans. The Montana House has endorsed a ban on men using women's restrooms in public buildings. The measure now heads to the GOP-controlled Senate. A dozen other states have variations of bathroom bans on the books, many directed at schools. Even more states, including Montana, have passed laws to keep boys from playing on girls' sports teams and to bar sex change operations on small children. Montana State Representative Zoe Zephyr, a man who is living as a woman, sought to rally colleagues against the bill to no avail. This is SRN News. New drugs selected for Medicare's price negotiations.
The Biden administration says popular weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy have been added to Medicare's list of medications that will be negotiated directly between the government and drug manufacturers. The price negotiations for the additional 15 drugs will be handled by the incoming Trump administration. It almost assures billions of dollars in savings for taxpayers. Ozempic and Wegovy are made by Novo Nordisk, which is based in Denmark and has U.S. headquarters in Plainsboro, New Jersey. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Today is Sunday, January the 19th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actress Tippi Hedren. She is 95 years old today. Country music icon Dolly Parton also having a birthday today. She is 79. TV chef Paula Deen has 78 candles on her cake. This is SRN News.